Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Hebrews Highlights was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But in the New Covenant, we have a better testament, a better promise, better promises. The Old Covenant has been disannulled. We got a different priesthood, so we've got to have a different command. We've got a new covenant, a new way of relating. We enter now into the very presence of God boldly by the blood of Jesus through His veil because we have a new priest. We don't have an Old Testament priest that had to offer sacrifices for his own sins. We've got a sinless, perfect priest who didn't have to offer sacrifice for himself. He offered himself for us and he now lives to make intercession for us. We can have boldness to enter right into the very presence of God. Sin has been obliterated. God's not mad at you. He's not even in a bad mood. God loves you. God has totally wiped away every failing, every rotten thing, everything that you hate about yourself. Some of you don't like the way you look. We live in a society that is marketing things and presenting these perfect people and trying to make you feel guilty if you don't look like them, and you got to go get a Botox injection and get your lips puffed out and get this taken out and this punched in, and it's just stupid. It's just stupid. And many of you are upset and don't like yourself, but you know what? God isn't like that. God sees you in the Spirit and He sees you His creation. You're perfect. He loves you. He's not displeased at you. Some of you are mean and ornery. Some of you are gripers and complainers. But you know what? God has forgiven you and cleansed you, and He sees you in the Spirit and He sees you perfect. He loves you. God carries your picture in His wallet. He's got an 8x10 of you on His mantle in heaven. God's pleased with you and you aren't pleased with yourself because you're under a wrong covenant. You're under a covenant that made the knowledge of sin come alive. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. By the law is the knowledge of sin. That's the purpose of the law, is to give you knowledge of sin, to point out your failures and to condemn you. We read that. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. The ministration of condemnation. That's what the law was all about, was about condemning you. And you wonder why you're condemned. You wonder why you have a consciousness of sin, which Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2 says that if you could understand the atonement of Jesus, you would have no more conscience of sin. No more sin consciousness. Why aren't we living in that? Because the law, the traditions and doctrines of men, the law at one time served a useful purpose to bring the self-righteous Jew to his knees and prepare him for a Savior. But the law was never intended for the Gentiles in the first place. Romans chapter 3, verse 19 says, we know that whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, implying that not everybody's under the law. God never intended for the Gentile church to know all of the do's and don'ts and laws and regulations that we've been exposed to. Religion put us under that. There was a time under the old covenant where it served a purpose to shut us up unto faith, but we shouldn't have ever been under it. Religion has put us under this because we haven't understood the book of Hebrews. We haven't understood that we now have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way with a new priesthood. Those are foreign concepts to the average Christian. And we are still approaching under the Old Testament time that every time we sin, God's upset. He's still remembering our sins and holding them against us. And we've got to bow and scrape and come in, oh God, I'm so sorry. You just come one time and receive salvation. And after that, you get sanctified and perfected forever. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 14. And God is a spirit and He's looking at you in the Spirit and He sees you perfect and pure. And God's not upset with you. God loves you. He loves you more than He loved Moses, Elijah. What you have is greater than what those people had. The only difference is we don't know what we have. Again, some of you don't love yourself. It's because you're looking on the outward appearance. But on the inside, you are brand new. You're a brand new person. You have rights and privileges with God that would put a shout in a statue. It would make a corpse rejoice. If a corpse could understand what I'm saying, they'd smile. And yet there's some of you that are depressed. You cannot be depressed thinking on what I've been talking about today. If you're depressed, it's because you're thinking on depressing things. You aren't thinking about what Jesus has done for you. I'm telling you, this would change your life if we could understand this. And I hadn't even got to the heart of it yet. This is all the introductory stuff. But this would change your life if we could get out of the old covenant and recognize that we have a new and living way to approach unto God. Man, is that awesome or what? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, let me just pray for us because I know that this is hard on our religion. I was raised in religion. I could spend another hour telling you about the struggle I went through to get to where I could say what I'm saying today. I'm not going to do it. But I tell you what, it was harder than most of you could ever imagine. There's not a person in here, I guess it's possible, but I would doubt that there's a person in here that was more legalistic and condemning than what I was. I guess it's possible, but I doubt it. This has not come easily. I just had to bow my knee to the Word of God and say, God, this is not what I've been taught. This is not what I've seen. I've never heard anybody else preach it, but it's what Your Word says. And I just had to bow my knee and go with it. And I tell you, it set me free, and I've seen it set a lot of other people free. And so what I want to do is I want to just pray for you real quickly. There's a scripture in Luke 24:45, where Jesus was talking to the disciples about these same things and using the Old Testament scriptures to reveal Himself unto him. And they said, didn't our heart burn within us while He talked with us? There's some of you today that, like, your heart is burning. You can feel the potential joy and victory that this could make, and yet your mind is just like tilt and struggling to understand it. And it says in Luke 24:45, then opened He their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And that's what I want to pray for us. I believe that there can be a revelation. You can get this by your heart, even before your head understands it. Before you get all of your questions answered, I believe that you can receive this on a heart level. God will open up your understanding. So let me just pray for you and ask God to give us revelation of this. Father, we thank You for these truths. Thank You for writing these things down. Father, thank You for revealing these things to us. And Father, we just thank You and we pray against the traditions and doctrines of man that make the Word of none effect. Father, we make the decision in Romans 3:4 to let God be true and every man a liar. To let God be true and every doctrine and dogma and creed a liar. Father, we exalt Your Word above what our mother and father, our aunts, our uncle, anybody else has ever said. Father, we're going to let You be true and every man a liar. Not that we dishonor other people, but we are going to honor You more. Father, we just make that decision. And I pray this scripture in Luke 24:45 that Jesus prayed over His disciples. Father, I pray that through the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit that You would just open up our hearts, our understanding, that we might understand the Scriptures. Holy Spirit, the Bible says that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when He has come, will teach you all things and lead you into all truth and bring to your remembrance all things whatsoever I have said unto you. Father, I believe that right now the Holy Spirit is here, opening up our hearts and giving us an understanding that we might understand the Scripture. Father, I pray that people would embrace this with their hearts. That they would receive it first of all on a heart level and then let your Holy Spirit teach them and instruct their mind and answer their questions. But Father, I pray that people would open up and receive this truth on a heart level. That you have brought a new way. That the veil has been torn. That it's now the blood of Jesus and not our performance. That we are no longer under the law trying to live up to a standard, but that we receive complete intimacy with God based on what Jesus did for us, independent of us. Father, I pray that that become revelation to every single person in here. And Father, we agree and we receive it. We thank you, and I believe that you have lit a fire, just like these disciples. It says, didn't our heart burn within us while he spoke to us and expounded the scripture? Father, I believe that your word has burned on the inside of people here today, that you've lit a fire that'll never go out, that it'll burn until it does away with our wrong thinking and wrong attitudes, our guilt, our condemnation, our sin consciousness. I believe that this fire will burn up everything that's not gold, silver, and precious stones. Anything that's wood, hay, and stubble, I thank you that this fire just burns it out. And that, Father, all that's left is us standing here totally on what Jesus did for us and not what we do for you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we believe and we agree and we receive that and thank you that a great thing has begun here today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the book of Hebrews. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1061C or DVD series R3206D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-153 titled, "The Law Has Power," when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank those of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, it's your giving that has enabled us to reach 2.2 billion people on this earth. But there are more that we can reach. There's so much more that we can do. We want multiple broadcasts. We want to be able to just saturate the airwaves so that people can't avoid this truth. And it just takes a lot of money. We are about halfway there to our goal of just making this, putting it in the face of people so that they have to confront these truths. I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a monthly partner with us. That's how God supplies our needs, is through our partners. And if you would call, we would love to share with you and have you become a monthly partner with us.